Today's shiur is Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Vav. We will begin on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. When we learned Masechta Baba Metzia, we learned the sugyas about kinyanim. We learned that halachically, nothing is really transferred. Ownership of anything is not transferred unless there is a proper kinyan. We actually learned the Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. What is the halacha? Is the halacha, as Rabbi Yochanan says, that midaraisa, even metatlin, are able to be transferred with payment, with moss? And as we say, when we talk about moss, it doesn't have to be full payment, even a deposit is considered moss. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. But that midrabanan, Rabbanan instituted that you have to have a kinyan of Mashiach or Masira or Hagbah, as we will be discussing extensively in today's shir. The reason being, because Chazal were concerned that once somebody is paid, if something were to happen to what was paid for, the seller will not really care, because he already got his money. That's one way of approaching the Shaila. Or the other way of approaching this discussion is that Rabbi Yochanan's Rish Lakish's opinion is that the halacha that kesef doesn't affect a kinyan by metatlin is actually a din midaraisa, because Rish Lakish bases is on what says in the pasuk, oikana miyad amisecha, davar hanikna miyad liyad, that it has to be done with a mashicha, not with kesef. Most Rishonim actually Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that this rule is only midrabanan, but midaraisa it would be effective. So, as we speak about these various kinyanim, one that are effective when we do a kinyan on metatlin, one is mashicha, the object that's being sold is moved from the rishus of the seller to the rishus of the buyer. The halacha is that mashiach is only ineffective where in a rishus that both the buyer and the seller have some level of ownership, whether it's a chotza that belongs to both of them, or it's a simta, as we're going to learn in our shir, an area removed from the rishus rabbim. So it's not actually the rishus rabbim, but it's a place that's near the Rishus Rabbim and therefore has the characteristic that everybody has connection to it. Mashicha is only effective by something which Hagbah, lifting, is not an object. Where something can be lifted, then you have to do Hagbah. The next type of kinyan that we discover when we speak about kinyanim metatlin is Masira. Masira is that the person who's buying it takes hold of what is being sold without removing it from where it is. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, where is Mashicha a better kinyan or Masira a better kinyan? Masira is only effective in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or in a Chatzar that doesn't belong to both of them. But in a Simta that we just discussed, or a chatz that belongs both to the seller and the buyer, the halacha is that even though mashicha is effective in such a place, mesira is not effective. There are opinions that disagree. Also, there are some rishonim that suggest that mesira is only effective where hagbah is not effective, and hagbah is certly the best of the types of kinyanim ametatlin. It works everywhere, and it works by all types of metatlin. So our Gemara, as we've given this introduction, begins a question that we've been speaking about: the sale of a svina, the sale of a boat, and the sugyat and the shir that we begin now is going to discuss how is mashicha done on a boat, for a boat? Setma svina, when it comes to doing mashicha for a boat, Rava Makima Shemashach Kalshu, even if you just cause the boat to move a little bit, Kana, it's enough to be a Kenyan. And Shmuel Amar, like Kana Shim Shechas Kula. And Shmuel's opinion is that's not going to work. The only time it's going to work is if you move, if you're able to move the entirety of the boat. The Rishbam points out that even Rav, who's taking this lenient approach, is saying this only by a boat. And the reason he's specifically laying it by a boat is because once you start moving the boat has the ability to move further. Something else that doesn't, just because you moved it somewhat, is not necessarily going to move any further, is even Rav, according to Rashbam, would agree is not going to, will not be effective Mashiach until it's entirely moved. The Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh says that the Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel that we're learning now, that we just learned, doesn't only apply by a boat, it applies by all Metatlin. The reason the Sfina was mentioned because to teach us that even though, as we just said, it's really hard to move a boat, and since it's so difficult to move a boat, we would think, therefore, that maybe it's not necessary. Even Shmuel would agree that it's not necessary to move the entire boat. That's why our Gemara had to teach us that Shmuel holds that even by a boat, which it's difficult to move the boat, you have to move the entire boat. So suggest the Gemara. Lema katanoi. Suggest the Gemara. The machloikas that we just quoted of Rav and Shmuel is actually connected to machloikas in the Mishnah in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chof Hei Mebeis. The Halacha of the Mishnah over there teaches us, according to the Chachamim of that Mishnah, Behema Gasa, a large animal, the Kenyan is with Mesira. A Behema Daka, the Kenyan is with Mashicha. And the Brisa goes on to explain, Ketzeb Mesira, what does it mean that Mesira works by Behema Gasa? Achsa Betalfa, if you grab onto its leg, Bresara to its hair, Boka Sholeo, on the with the saddle that's on it, Beshlif Sholeo, so with a baggage that it's carrying, Beprumbia Shabapia, the muzzle that's in its mouth, Bezug Shabitzavara, with the bell around its neck, as long as you picked it up, as the buyer picked it up with the under the instruction of the seller, kana, that's considered a valid kinyan. And the Rashbam explains that why does the Mishnah over there say the Mashiach is done this way? By Behema Gasa, we do Mesira, and by Behema Daka, do Mashiach. And the Rashbam says that the reason it's mentioned that way, because that's the way it's normally done. That's the way we normally work with a Behema Gasa, and that's the way we normally work with a Behema Daka. But Rashi and many Rishonim's opinion is that the Mesira requires, as the word Mesira implies, that the seller actually put it into the hands of the buyer. The Rashbam disagrees, and the Rashbam says that as long as the buyer has permission to do so, the fact that the seller didn't do anything is immaterial. And one of the riyas that the Rashbam brings is because our Gemara says Ketzeb Mesira, and it speaks about Achsa Betalfa, that the buyer held on to these various parts of the animal. And therefore, the halacha is that nothing more than actually picking it up would be enough. Continues the Braisa, Ketzeb Mashicha. How does Mashicha work, which we said it works by Behema Daka? Karla Viba, you call the animal and the animal comes. Oshikisha Bamalka Varatasa, or you hit it, and because you hit it, it moved, it ran. Kim and Shiokra Yad Varegal, even though as soon as the part of the animal began to move, the forelegs or the back legs, all that happened was that just they moved, the halacha is that it's a valid Mashicha. Ravachi Ramilai, Ravacha Amar, Achatalach Malai Kamasa. It has to go the entire length of its body. says the Gemara, based on what we just said, at first glance, that you don't have to have the animal move the space that of the entire length of the animal, that even a minimal amount is enough. The Tver Shleima says that we just learned in our Gemara that there are two types of Mashiach. Karl Aviba, you call it and it comes, or Hikisha B'makel. So explains the Tver Shleima that this is the way we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should lead us, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Mashcheni Achrecha V'Narutza. It should be that you should draw us close, not with hitting us. That's what we say in Tehillim. To us, you should lead us with chesed. The other method, where it goes with strength, with hitting it, that should be on the Umas Ha'olam. So our Gemara has taught us that there are two ways of doing the Mashiach, and both of them are satisfactory. But in both of them, we have this machlokes, how much of the animal has to move that it should be considered a valid Mashiach. And the Gemara is saying it seems to mirror the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. Amalach Rav, says Rav, no. Anod Amra Filer Rav Acha. My position could be consistent even with Rav Acha said. At Kalakam Rav Acha El Bebal Chayim, when did Rav Acha say the minimal movement is sufficient by animals? The Afgav the Akra Yad, Vregel, Beduch the Kaima. Since the animal, I'm sorry, Rav Acha said you need the whole animal, because until it completely moves, it's not considered as if it moved. Avsvina, came in the Nader Baporta, by both as soon as it starts to move, Nader Leikula, then the entire thing moves. And the Pash Pshat of the Gemara is that even if the boat just moved a little amount, but that means that there's no part of the boat that is now where it was previously. And since there's no part of the boat that is now where it was previously, that's enough to be considered of a proper Mashiach. Shmuel Amanod Amar Filo Katanakama. At Kanakamatanakama El Babalachayim. Once we're only by an animal, the key of the mikro yad v'regel, as long as the front or the back begins to move, idach lemekakaimi, it's going to continue moving. Avasfina, just because it moved partially, imashala kula, only if it moved completely do we know it's going to move. Otherwise, if it did not move completely, imashala kula, if it moved completely in, then we have a proof that it's going to move, eloi, and not with that loy. So the Gemara has successfully proven that these two machlokes do not necessarily travel together. So continues the Gemara, lema kani tanoi. But let's say it's connected to this machlokes tanoi. The Tanya Sfina Niklas b'mashicha. Rav Nasama Sfina, when we Sfina is nicknamed b'mashicha. And then Rav Nosson says, Sfina, when we speak about a boat, ois yois, or we speak about a shtar choiv, that somebody buys a document that says somebody owes some money, niklas b'mashicha u'b'shtar. The kinyan is done through mashicha and shtar. So ask the Gemara before we go any further, where did the discussion about shtar become part of this b'raisa? The b'raisa seems to teach us, Reb Nosson is coming to argue with the Tanakama, how is it an effective way to do a kinyan on a shtar? So it seems that Reb Nosson is addressing the Tanakama, that the Tanakama spoke about how to do a kinyan on a shtar, and Reb Nosson is disagreeing. And the question is, where do we find that the Tanakama speaks about a shtar? And says the Gemara Ksur Metzvah Ketani, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Sfina Niknas B'Mashicha. First halach is that Mashicha is the way to do a kinyan on a boat. Oisius B'Mesira, that the Tanakama says that a shtar is not Nikna B'Mashicha. The only way you could do a kinyan on a shtar is with Mesira. And comes Reb Nosson to say, Sfina V'Oisius. Sfina and Oisius Niknas B'Mashicha M'Shtar. In order to do an effective kinyan, the halacha is that you have to do both. So Tosfos asked the question, Where in the Gemara, where do we see in the Chachamim that Oishis need Mesira, that we're saying that that is the opinion? For the Brisa says Oishis for Mesira. The Gemara is saying it's Oishis Mesira. Why would we say that? So Tosfos answers that since we're going to find later in our Shir if Oishis are Niktas for Mesira or for Mesira Vishtar, so we want to limit the machloikis and say that an oisius there's no machloikis. Rashbam says that there's no question that mashiach alone would be insufficient for a shtar, because a shtar comes with a very big deficiency. A shtar is really not, has no real inherent value, and therefore the chachamim certainly could not have said that mashiach is effective. But mesira, particularly following the opinion that you need both to participate in the Mesira, that's why they thought that it would be sufficient. Rabbeinu Yonah says that a shtar, we said at the beginning of our shir, that hagbah is the best type of kinyan, and therefore we would think that since hagbah is effective, can be done with a shtar, that should be the only method that works. That's why the Gemara teaches us the Mesira is the way Hagbah is done on a shtar. So what the Braisa really means to say is that Hagbah, we've been saying, is the best type of Kinyan, and the Mesira that we're learning here is actually a fulfillment of Hagbah. The other Rishonim say that the Braisa is coming to say, what does the Braisa say, Sfina v'Meshicha? Sfina could be done with Mesira. The reason the Braisa says Meshicha, the Mesira by Ishtar, is to differentiate it from a Sfina. The question is, how would Mesira or Meshicha be effective, Tosfos asks, according to his opinion, if the halacha, as we keep on repeating, is that if you could do Agbah, do Hagbah. So that's why Tosfos, and we're not going to learn the Gemara this way, but Tosfos says that we're not talking about an individual shtar in our Gemara. We're talking about a bag full of shtaris. And since we're talking about a bag full of shtaris, so that's why Hagbah is not an option. That's why we're going to do Mesira or Meshicha. The Tosfos says that everybody will agree that Meshicha by Mishtar is required that the seller gives it directly to the buyer. That's the type of Mesira. There are Rishonim that don't agree with that approach. So says the Gemara, Shtar l'sfina lamali. So ask the Gemara, why would it be necessary to have a Shtar when we're doing a transaction on a sfina, matatlihi, isn't it matatlim? And as the Rishonim explained, there are two questions that are being posed here. The first question is, why do we need to have a shtar? We started our shir today with a discussion that matatlin, meshich is sufficient. So why would we need to do anything more than that? More than that, the Gemara's question is, why is a shtar an option? As we know, metatlin, karka, is the kinyan of karka is bekesa b'shtar or b'chazaka. And more than that, the halacha is that avodim, because they're hukish l'karka, because avodim are treated like karka, have the same halacha. But what we learn from here, that only avodim and karka, kesef shtar chazaka, are option. Nothing else. So why is shtar mentioned here? Shtar l'smina l'amali, metatlihi, says the Gemara lav hachiktani. Svina niklas v'meshicha. Svina is done with a meshicha, v'oisis v'mesira, and oisis are done with mesira. Rav Nosson Eimer, Svina b'meshicha. The Svina is done with Meshicha. For Oisius are done b'shtar. And Mesira alone will not be sufficient. Our Gemara mentioned, Chsuri Mechsra Chtani, that the Gemara mentioned Chsuri Mechsra, that the Braisa, we need to modify the Braisa. There's a very important vort for the part of Chirov Zitzal. We have Chsuri Mechsra often in Shas, and the part of Chirov tries to understand why is it necessary, why was a Braisa or a Mishnah left in a deficient manner that we have to add words? Wouldn't it make more sense that it should be written properly? So the Panovich Rav says that there's a very important lesson attached to Chsuri Mechsra V'Achtani. He says, we know that Torah, Gemara, the Mishnayis, the Gemara that we learn, the Braises that we learn, are all really Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh, as the name tells us, was supposed to be learned orally. But because Eis Lasset L'Shem Eferet Torah Secha, they saw that there was no option. And because there was no option, they committed it to writing. But when they committed it to writing, they did it in the most limited way. And because they did it in the most limited way, that's why if you don't have to have less words are better than more words. Ask the Gemara, Sfina b'mashicha, ask the Gemara that if we're saying the Rav Nosson agrees that Sfina is done with Mashicha, Haina Tanakama. Isn't that exactly what the Tanakama said? So where is their machloikas? The Braisa seems to be saying there's a machloikas both by Sfina and by Osius. Where is the machloikas? Says the Gemara, or the Gemara wants to suggest. The Rav Shmuel, the machloikas is a machloikas between the machloikas of the Braisa regarding Mashicha is according to the Tanakama. You have to move the boat the whole amount and the whole length of the boat. And according to Rav Nosson, a minimum Mashiach is enough. And that's the way the Rashbam says it. So according to Rashbam, the second Tana is going to say a minimum is enough. And the Rashbam says, why am I explaining the Gemara that way? So explains the Rashbam that we have a rule in Shas that when we have two Tanoim in a Mishnah and a Braisa, the second Tana is coming to tell us a Chiddush that the first Tana did not say. So accordingly, it's very understandable. The first Tana says that in order for it to be an effective Mashicha, you have to move the entire boat. And comes the second Tana and says that that isn't required. But the Ritva actually learns just the opposite. And he says that the way to understand is that the Tanakama, that Rav Nosson is coming to be machmer, and he's coming to say that a small Mashicha is not enough. Tosfos says that it seems to be correct to see Rav Nosson as the machmer. Why? Because we see that when it comes to the shtar, Rav Nosson is the machmer. So it makes sense to say that if he's machmer in one situation, he's machmer in the other situation as well. But no matter who holds what, we do have a machloikis, and the Gemara is suggesting that what is the machloikis? The machloikis is the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. Says Marloi, the Kul Alma, both Rav Nosson and Rabbanon, both of them could either hold Krav or both of them could hold Kishmuel. Ubesfina Kul Alma loy pligi. And how a kinyan on a sphere is done, on a boat is done, is not the subject of machloikis. V'chi pligi, boisius. The whole machloikis is regarding shtar. This is the way to understand the dialogue between Rav Nosson and the Tanakama in this Braisa. B'sfina, when it comes to Sfina, Vadim Adayim Eloch, that I agree with you, that Mashicha is going to affect the Kinyan. When it comes to Oisius, when it comes to Shtar Choyv, Iyik Shtar In, I'm going to hold that Mesira alone is insufficient, and if there's a Shtar accompanying to the sale, good, Eloi, Eloi, without that it won't be succession. Says the Gemara, what is now the machloikis? What is the basis of the machloikis that when you're selling a shtar, Mesira alone is not enough. You also have to have a shtar attached to it, according to Rav Nosson. So the Gemara, pluk to the honey tonight. This machloikis, the Tanya, the Braisa says, Oisius Nictus b'Mesira, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe's opinion is that doing a mesira on the shtar is the way you affect the kinyan on the shtar. The chamarim bein kasar, if you wrote a shtar v'lay masar, bein masar v'lay kasav, if you do mesira without a shtar, loy kana, it's not an effective kinyan, at sheyichta v'yimsar, until you do both. The reason it's written this way, and he didn't just say loy kana at sheyichta v'yimsar, says Tosfos, that we want to show that mesira alone is insufficient. And we would maybe think that mesira alone is insufficient, but ksiva alone will be sufficient. That's why the Tana went through saying it in such an elaborate fashion that there should be no room for mistake. And you need both. So says the Gemara, B'maya Kimta Karebi, was saying that the Tana Kama of this brisa follows the opinion that shtar, mesiras alone, is enough, and that's the opinion of Rebbe. So ask the Gemara, Svina Nami take the mesira. So the halacha should be that by Svina, mesira should be also sufficient. The Tanya Svina, Niklas Mesira, Divri Rebbe. Rebbe's opinion is that you don't have to do Meshicha on a boat, you could do mesira on a boat. The Chamayim, Loikana, So Gemara's question is, if you want to say that the Tanakama of this Brisa is the opinion of Rebbe, so why is it necessary to do Mashiach on the boat? Do Mesira. We're going to speak soon. Yiskas Mekaimai represents a Kenyan Chatzur. Answers the Gemara, Loikasha. Kambashis Rabbim, we go back to what we discussed in our introductory remarks to the Shir. In our introductory remarks to the Shir, we spoke about where these various kinyonim take place, that it should be effective kinyon. And says the Gemara, Loikash, Kambashis Rabbim, Rebbe's opinion is speaking about if the boat is in a Rishus Rabbim. So since, as we said in our introductory remarks, Meshicha is not effective in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because Meshicha, by definition, means that you're taking it into your property. And a place that's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not your private property. And that's why Mesira is only effective. However, the Braisa that we had, the Machloikas with Reb Nosson, they were speaking about a Sfina that's in a Simta. The Simta is like a place that's off the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There, Mashiach is effective, because since it's a place that's an annex to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so everybody's allowed to be there. But on one hand. On the other hand, most people aren't there, because they aren't there only, that it's really typically only used when there's an overflow to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So that makes it have the quality, the characteristic, as if it's my rishus, because I could be there, but it's not a place that the public is there. So since Meshicha is over there, an option, we're not going to do Mesira. So in other words, a boat in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we're not going to have a choice to do anything but Mesira. And the Simta, we're going to prefer to do Meshicha. Ask the Gemara. B'maya Kiptal Haibas Raisa. So now we've established the Braisa that says that you need to do Mesira on the boat is because the boat is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Ask the Gemara. So let's continue learning that Braisa. Ema Saifa. V'cham Amrim Lekano Atchia Shmechana. Come say our absence either Meshicha, Oichi Ask is Mekaima, as we said a few moments ago, which means a Kenyan Chatzar. Ask the Gemara, but if we're now explaining that this Bryce is speaking about a Rosh Hashanah Harabim, ask the Gemara, man Oiger, you can't take ownership of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And if you can't take ownership of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, how could we suggest that Meshicha is an as an option? The Su, Meshicha Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Mikanya, how can we even suggest that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is an option to do Meshicha? V'abai v'rovad amri tavayu, Mesira koina Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, v'b'chotz ha'shenesh l'shneim. Since I can't do Meshicha, that's why I'm going to do Mesira. Meshicha kaina besamta or bechatzah shisha shneim. Akbar kaina become makim. But the question is that how can we suggest, the Gemara's question is, how can we suggest that the Meshicha is going to work if it's an Ushas Rabbim? And the way the Rishonim explain, this Vesu is really not answering and adding anything to the question. And that's why the Rishonim suggest what the Gemara, these two questions were asked in the Yeshiva two different times. And this Mandamer, the one Mandamer expressed the question this way, the other Mandamer expressed the question that way, and then when the Gemara compiled the questions, both ways that the question was asked were mentioned, but indeed it's really one question. The Rishonim explain that what the Gemara means to say is that Mesira is only in Rosh Hashanah, not in a Simta. The Gemara is suggesting that a Simta, that's the only option, that's the Rashbam's opinion. That's what Abaye and Rava are coming to teach us. Rabbeinu Tam says that Mesira is effective Rosh Hashanah, and what he was trying to say is that in Rosh Hashanah, as we've been learning, Meshicha is not an option, Mesira is an option. But in a Simta, where Meshicha is an option, Mesira is also an option. So in other words, we have Machlokes, Rashbam, and Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rashbam, where in a Simta, Meshicha is an option, Mesira is not an option. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if Mesira is an option in a Rosh Hashanah, it's certainly going to be an option in a Simta. And Rabbeinu Haigoin has a whole different approach. He says, going back to something we discussed at the beginning of the Shir, the Mesira is the weakest type of Kenyan, and it's the pertinent factor and to consider taking consideration is that it only works, as we're going to discuss, where it was said, where the seller said, Lechazek v'kni. Whereas by Meshicha and by Igba, it's not necessary. Answers the Gemara, my Achim Shechana Naim Dekama, says the Gemara, when the Brice is said that you have to do Meshicha, or my Achim Yiskas Mekayim Dekama, Achim Shechana Meshachkam, it means Achim Shechana Meshachrabim L'simta. Of course you can't do Meshicha in the Shesurabim. The Meshicha that the Rabbanim say means that you have to pull it out of the Shesurabim and bring it into the Simta, and then Meshicha will be effective. And furthermore, if Rishus Balami, if the boat is in the property that belongs to the owner of the boat, to the Meicher, like Kana, then the only option is Achiyiskas Mekaimai until you take ownership, until you do ownership of the space. So says the Gemara. Now, Lema Abaye v'Rava, Damar Karebi. It seems that Abaye v'Rava that say that Mesira is effective in Rosh Hashanah, follow the opinion of Rebbe. Because according to the Chachamim, we're learning now that you can't do, that if you want to do Mesira, you have to take it into the Simta, or you have to take ownership of that spot. And we know, that's part of the Gemara's question, that when we have a Machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim, we follow the opinion of Chachamim. But here it seems that how are Abaye Rava following the opinion of Rebbe versus the opinion of the Chachamim? Amar Vashi, Ida Amale Lechazek V'Kni, if the seller told the buyer, Lechazek V'Kni, Hachinami, then the halacha is that Mesir will be effective. Hachimai Skinon, the Machlokes Rebbe Chachamim, Damale Lech Meshach V'Kni, that he didn't tell him Lech Chazek V'Kni. He said Lech Meshach V'Kni. Masav Kepeda, he holds that he wants it to be with Meshicha. Until the Meshicha is done properly, that means it's taken into his Rishus, or into a Simta, it's not a Meshicha. Masava, he doesn't really mean that it has to be done that way. And when he said Lech Meshach V'Kni, he meant to say, do a Kenyan. And therefore, if he did a Kenyan Mesira, that will be sufficient, and it won't be necessary to do any more. The Rishonim, the Sefer Aruch Chaim explains that the pasuk says about the dialogue that took place between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. And the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven said, give us Tzoy Nivna. We're going to build for our sheep what they need. We're going to do a chazakah, and we want to do the chazakah properly. And when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Benu Lechem Orim, what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say with that statement was Leich Chazek V'Kni. And as we're learning, if the seller, here Moshe Rabbeinu representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Leich Chazek V'Kni, it's going to be considered a valid kinyan. But you need to have that, you need to have that Leich Chazek V'Kni. Says Amar Amar, Papa Hayman, the Zovim Leich Shtar L'Chaver. So we go back to a subject that we discussed before, and that is the subject, but before we go today, we've been learning the type of kinyan of Atche Yiskeres Mekoymai, the type of kinyan that becomes effective when you take a kinyan chatzar, which you could buy a metaplin by bringing it into your property. The Gemara has been teaching us that Mashiach is only valid in a simcha, but Mashicha is valid in a Shus Rabbin. Moreover, Mashicha is not valid if it's still in the seller's property. So what should you do? You should take ownership of the space under what you're buying, and like that, it's going to be a valid Kinyan Chatzar. The Rishonim debate, when and where can we have a valid kinyan chatzar? In other words, what is the halacha if I don't own the property, I rent the property? Is that enough for me to be able to have a kinyan chatzar? The Rambam and the Iter are of the opinion that no, you have to actually own the property to be able to make a kinyan chatzar. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid holds that even a property that I rent, I could do a kinyan chatzar. So says the Iter, in our Gemara, if we're saying that you could buy the boat by taking ownership on the area under the boat, how does that work? It means that it's not a kinyan chatzar. He says because the Iter, according to his opinion, says that if I'm only renting the space under the boat, that is not good for kinyan chatzar. And he says what our Gemara is to be understood, it's not to be understood as a kinyan chatzar, but it's to be understood as a kinyan agav karka. And since it's understood as a kinyan agav karka, for kinyan agav karka, that I'm going to buy the property, and when I buy property, as we're going to look, I take ownership of anything that's on the property. There's a very big issue. We know that when it comes before Pesach, we sell the chametz to a nochri. The question is, what is considered a valid kinyan between all the halachos that we're learning about kinyanim are between Jews? What is considered a valid kinyan with a nochri? There are only two kinyanim that work with a nochri: kinyan kesef and kinyan mashicha. To do kinyan mashicha, if I'm selling all the chametz in my home, to do a kinyan mashicha is very difficult. And therefore, the rabbanim, when they sell it, are very careful to do a kinyan kesef, because most rishonim are of the opinion that by a nochri, kesef is always considered a valid kinyan. And the other thing that they do, besides a kinyan kesef, is that they also do kinyan chatzar, and that, as we're learning now, is a valid kinyan for an atom. Amar Papa Hayman the Mazmel Shtar L'Chavrei. If somebody sells a document to somebody else, Tzarch L'Michtav Lei, he has to write in the shtar, Kani Hu V'Kol Shabudu Devei. You're taking ownership of the shtar and everything that is included in that shtar. Amar Ravashi, says Ravashi, Amrit l'shmaitza kamed Rav Kahana, I said this halakha to Rav Kahana, v'amrit le'tam de kosa le'hochi. You're only saying that the kinyan will be valid for that purpose. if you wouldn't include it, like honey, it wouldn't be valid. And the question that he's asking is, why is it necessary? In other words, the Gemara is suggesting that the reason you have to write it is to show that you don't mean just to sell the piece of paper. There's a much deeper meaning to what you're doing. What you mean to do here is, you mean to sell what the shtar represents. So says the Gemara, would anybody think that I mean to sell the document to be used as a battle cap? And he answered in, lots of a lotsur. If it wouldn't be clear that my intention here is to sell what's in the shtar, what's written in the shtar, if I didn't have that clear, if we didn't have that clarity, we would indeed have to be concerned that he only meant to sell the piece of paper for whatever could be used. And in order to avoid that mistake, we have to be very careful that we write that we're meant to sell what's written in the shtar.